Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, He is Lord above it all. And in Him we live and we move and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that's taking place on the earth at such a time as this. I greet you as we look to the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, to continue on and to finish the work that He began in us. He that began that good work in us is going to carry it on to completion, and we're in the middle of it. And boy, has it been something to experience and to feel what it is to be under God's hand and to have Him do what He does. Yeah, it's not been pleasant, but He does a good work in His people. And, you know, sometimes the twists and the turns of this life can be very brutal, but you're on the good path. You're fighting the good fight of faith. You're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. You're continuing on, and you do need to trust the way that God works. You do need to trust that He knows what He's doing with you. You do need to trust that in all that's taking place, that He, the head, knows what He wants and needs from the body. You know, when you're inside in your own body, the eye may have its own priorities. The hand may have its own priorities. The leg may have its own ideas. The needs of your kidneys may be very different than the needs of the rest of your body. But the head knows, and the head is able to allocate what's necessary wherever it's necessary within the body. And you have to trust that the head, who is Christ, knows. And this is why you have to be led and guided by Him. Sometimes you may be doing something that you may not realize the need and the benefit, but that need and benefit that's taking place is going to be perhaps not in something that you would consider for yourself in your own life, but for the body of Christ, extremely significant. So you may have to take a hit. You know, that's scriptural. Hey, there's a lot of people in the scriptures that took a hit for you. There's a lot of people that went through a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, a lot of difficult turmoil and difficult time, so that you would be able to have and experience what you have, so that you would have access to the Word of God, so that you would know what it is that you have in Christ Jesus, so that you would understand the miracle working power of God, so that you, I mean, think about Elijah, my gosh, what he went through, so that you would know that it can just be you up against all the prophets of Baal and Asher, and the king can be against you, and the Jezebel wife can be against you, and yet you can stand in victory. So he had to go through a lot so that you would know and understand. So we go through, and sometimes the things that we go through, they're on behalf of somebody else. You know, no greater love is this than that he lays down his life for his friends. You know, you give up your life, and you give it up, but it's not for you. You do it because it's the will of the Father, and it's for the benefit of the body. It's for the benefit of what God wants to do. You know, Jesus Christ, the ultimate example, he didn't go to the cross for himself. He went to the cross for you and for me. He didn't need that. We needed that. He did that for us. So you've got to see this through God's eyes. What we go through on behalf of the body. We go through on behalf of our Father. Nobody takes your life from you. You, just like Jesus, you know, you lay it down of your own accord only to take it up again. You lay it down because God has for you to lay it down, and you take it back up again. That's what God does with us. So you lay down your life as the Spirit of God quickens you and leads you. And in the process of doing that, you find and you receive and you walk in abundant life. And we also do it according to the purpose and the plan of God's Spirit, His body, His kingdom come, His will be done forever to the glory of the Father. Amen. You know, that's the call. And this is part of dying to self, dying to your own agenda, dying to your own priorities, dying to your own will, dying to your own thing. And, you know, it's not a comfortable thing to die. You know, you experience in the process of, yeah, it's a loss of what you thought you were. But you know what? More and more, I think it's people are realizing just how empty everything in the world is. You know, how empty all that the world has and all that the world is about. There's nothing there. Nothing. Everything that the world has, everything that the world offers is empty. A complete loss. The only thing that has any value, any merit, is that which you can find in spirit. That which is led and guided by the Lord Jesus Christ. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. So you need to be found in the vine. We are the branches, He is the vine. You want to be found in Him. And in the process of being found in Him, your works, they last. Your works have eternal value. Your works are directed by the Holy Spirit for His purposes. You know, I know this one's a bit rough because, too, you know, we've been conditioned so much by the world that we're in and the world that we're around, and that has to be burned out of us. We've been conditioned by the circumstance and the situation surrounding us. And, you know, like the disciples, you know, when they asked Jesus, they said, okay, what's in it for us, Jesus? And we've left everything. We've left everything to follow You. What's in it for us? And, you know, Jesus, he didn't shy away from that question. Everything's in it for you. But that can't be your motivation. Your motivation is, you know, where else are we going to go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There's nowhere else for us to go. You got the words of eternal life. That's enough. That's enough for us. So, yeah, it's because this is it. That's our motivation. So, but you also know and realize too that He's not left you out in the cold. He's there with you. He's watching over you, and he's gonna set things straight. You know, there's so many places now where there's just been a lot of wrongs done, horrible things done. Things are being brought to the surface. Things are being brought up. How now will all of this be dealt with? Well, at least it's being brought into the light. Things are being exposed and brought into the light. So now, you know, that's, I mean, Satan's kingdom loses half of its power just when things are in the light, because it needs the dark. It has to hide in the dark. And once things are brought out and once things are exposed, it loses half its power because it's seen, it's known, and it can't exist in the light. That's why they try to put the light out, because they can't deal with everything being exposed and revealed. They need the dark, and they live in the dark. But what are you going to do when the dark isn't there anymore? What are you going to do when the wave of light continues to flood everything and there's nowhere else to hide? Now what? No, it's a different time. Questions that if there's questions even if you know, what is time? Okay, I mean, we can go down that rabbit hole, but now this is the moment you have right now. This is it. This is in this moment here right now. God is I am. So where are you directed? Where's your heart? Where's your motivation? Where's your intentions? The angels of the living God have their face always set towards the Father. That's where they want to keep their face, their intention, their volition. There's nowhere else they want to go. Like sunflowers in a field, they track the sun wherever it goes. And if you watch a field of sunflowers through the day, the sunflowers will just continue to watch the sun as it goes across the sky. Wherever the sun goes, their face goes with it. That is our intention. Wherever the sun goes, that's what we follow. That's what we track. That's where, if you got legs to walk, that's where you go. Our intention is to follow the Lamb wherever He goes. Our intention is to do whatever the Lamb would have for us to do every moment of every day. We only want to speak the words we hear the Father speaking. We only want to do the things we see the Father doing. We trust Him. We know that He that began a good work in us is going to carry it on to completion. We also know that the answer to every one of the problems that we see and we face around us at any given moment is in Him. The world needs a Savior. It needs a solution. It needs salvation. And the only place that that can be found is in Christ. It's in Christ Jesus. Not in a man. Not in a religion. Not in an institution. Not in artificial intelligence. Not in an algorithm. Not in a blockchain. No, the only place they can find a solution is in Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the beginning and the end. He's the solution. He's he's what you need. He's what we all need. And we need to cry out to Him in the middle of all that's taking place around us. Father God, help us. Help us, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us. Lord, we need You. We look to You, Father. We look to You to lead us and guide us into all truth. We look to You to lead us and guide us, Father, through all of the vices of the enemy and all of the plans of the devil that are trying to just take us off track and somewhere else. Lord, we need You. You know, this is an incredible, incredible time. And we continue to speak the word and to speak the truth. Now, in the world of everything that's going on geopolitically, okay, geopolitics, you're going to see a lot of things continue to play themselves out in that world and in that sphere. Don't be troubled, don't be perplexed in that. Just pray for whatever God has for you to pray on, because God will move in response to your prayers. But we're ambassadors of Christ in this dimension, and so He does want us to witness before His throne and to pray as the Spirit leads us, and know that your prayers shift and change things. As you pray, God responds, God moves, God changes things. Also recognize that the dimension that we're in right now is very fluid. A lot of things changing and shifting. The Mandela effects, as they've been called, just these glitches, they're off the charts at this point. The stuff that's coming up is just like, are you kidding me? So, yeah, some of the things you're not quite sure about, but yeah, collective memory is very different than actual current reality right now. So in that too, you just know that things are fluid. So just know that where our primary consciousness is right now, this is not it. And even this level that seemed so solid is now very permeable. It's very porous. It's flexible. So don't be worried, but you take the moments as God gives them to you. You do the things as God has for you to do. See, this is why, too, when Jesus said the people of God, what are they like in John 3? We're like the wind. So we flow. We flow. The worlders are going to go nuts because they take up fixed positions. But the kingdom of God and the world and the people of the kingdom, we don't take up fixed positions. We flow with the Spirit. So whatever it is that we have to do for this day, we do it as the Spirit leads us. But ours is not to be dependent the way that the world is. The world cannot, the world won't be able to keep up because it's going to be a victim of its own design. It's going to be a victim of the parameters it set for itself. It's going to fall apart because of what it designed for itself. You know, so many of the when you check the scriptures and you read through like some of the plagues and all the kind of things that happened, the bowl judgments and the vial judgments and all that kind of stuff, a lot of it is man reaping what he sowed. A lot of it is just things coming back to people for what they put in. And it comes back to them. And all the evil and all the damage, people reap what they've sown. And people get mad at God for that. That's what's amazing. You know, there's one of the Proverbs says, it says, a man's ways destroys his own life, and yet his heart rages against God. Isn't that amazing? That a person's own ways will destroy their own life. They will turn their back on what it is that God has said and put in his word. They turn their back on the truth. Their ways destroys their own life, but then after they've destroyed themselves, they get mad at God. Isn't that amazing? You know, rather, why not just follow the word? Why not just follow the truth? Why not just go with the things that God gives you to go with? Trust. Look to the author and the finisher of your faith, and just go with that. Because if you don't, you can go your own way, but the process of going your own way is you're going to miss life. Because the ways that seem right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. So you're going to miss life. But, anyways, but we appreciate you guys out there. Appreciate you, and I know it's a tough time, all right? It's a tough time for all of us. It's tough because even if everything is good for you in the natural, you're going to be feeling... you're going to be feeling a lot of things in the Spirit, and that's rough. It's rough to pick up things in the Spirit. It's rough to feel these things and to know them, and it's very painful. You get targeted, you get attacked, all that's there. Yeah, all of it's there. But listen, whatever you face, just take it to God in prayer. Seek Him first. Let Him lead and guide you. Don't be perplexed, don't be worried, don't be distressed. You know, whatever it is that you're facing in the moment, it is just that moment. And things can shift and change so fast. You can be in absolute peril in one moment, and you can be relaxing and in complete safety in the next. So, you know, the moment that you're in is just the moment that you're in. So pray. Keep your face pointed towards God. And if it's the case that it's your time to check out, then thank God for it. To live is Christ and to die is gain. You know, so while we're here, we do whatever it is the Father gives us to do, but that's it. You know, it's This is a temporal state for all of us. You know, the irony is, when you see what's going on in the world, you know how different it could have been. You know that there could have been resource for everyone. You know that everybody could have been taken care of. But so much greed, and people went the way of the devil. And there was, if you go the way of the enemy, well, the purpose of the enemy is to steal and to kill and to destroy. So you went the way of the one that destroys and steals and kills. So that's the system that you perpetuate. And that's the system that your efforts end up being used for. So that's kind of, it's a dead end. And it's a hard thing, but, you know, at the close of somebody's life, well, what do they have left to give unto God? They put everything and all of their efforts and their energies into destroying mankind. They escape eternal destruction as one escaping from the flames when they call out to Christ. But what a shame. That whole life and all of that energy and all of that effort wasted. Works counted for nothing. Listen, the fastest way through all of this is just go 100% with God every moment, all the time. There is nothing else. Trust Him. And, you know, and trust, it's a bit of a challenge because, you know, it can hurt. When you trust, it can hurt. You know, he's going to sometimes take you through some places where you may not really want to go. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. What in the world are we doing walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Is that our first choice for the day? Maybe not necessarily for the person that's looking for comfort and for an easy way. But if you love the Lamb, and if you love the Lamb of God, if you love the Good Shepherd, and you're following His voice, then you'll go wherever He goes. And if He's going through the valley of the shadow of death, that's where you go to. That's where you go to without reservation. And you know that in the middle of all of that, He will lay a table for you in the midst of your enemies. He will take care of you. He'll provide for you. But you're going to go through a very dark and a very dangerous place. And He's going to lead you through it. It may not be your choice, but it's definitely the will of God. And we put our choice ultimately became His choice. That's the victory. Lord, Your kingdom come and Your will be done. Not my will, but Thine be done. That's the victory. The victory is, okay, Lord, Your way, not mine. You want to go through the valley of the shadow of death? Fine. Let's go through the valley of the shadow of death. You want me to go through this horrible cross, crucifixion, die for the sins of the world? That's what Jesus had to do. Okay. If it be possible, take this cup from me. But if this is it, okay, let's do this. That, my brothers and sisters, is part of what it is to be found in Christ. That's our journey. We're on the way to die. We've already died to this world and to all that it is. And now the new life that we have is now found in Christ Jesus. And that's our victory. That's our joy. That's our hope. That's where we reflect the truth and the peace and the plan and the purpose of the living God. We know the world is empty. We know that there's nothing there for us. We also know that we found true life in Christ. And we walk in that life. We pursue that life. We do the things that the Father has for us to do. I do think that we do need to be encouraged, though. And we do need to be strengthened. Because I know a lot of us are extremely tired. And beat up, wore down, and we need the Spirit of God to encourage us, to quicken us, to raise us up, to continue on in the journey. You know, when Elijah was running for his life, and he's under that tree, and an angel had to show up, feed him, encourage him, so that he could continue on that journey. You know, we need that. We need the angels of the living God to minister unto us, to keep going. To keep going, because there's work to be done. This is a time, brothers and sisters, there's work to be done. The harvest is plentiful, the workers are few, there's work to be done. If you listen to this, you know there's work to be done. But we only do the work that we see the Father doing, and the Father's doing a lot of work right now. So are we. So trust, pray, do the things that God has for you to do, and believe that He that began that good work in you, He's carrying it on to completion, and He's going to do something amazing in these days and in these times. So, amidst all that's taking place, know that God's in control. And we love you guys. God bless you. Do drop us an email at faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you guys. Can I pray with you really quick? Father, in Jesus' name, bless our brothers and sisters in Christ. Keep them, watch over them, protect them. Strengthen us all in your Spirit, Father. Strengthen us all with your word and with your plan and purpose, Father. Encourage our hearts. And Lord, I just pray for anybody that's sick in their bodies right now, in Jesus' name. For those that are listening, in Jesus' name. And those that we know, we pray, Father, heal them completely. In Jesus' name, complete and total and full restoration. We love you, Father. We trust you. We go into this day, into this life, into this journey, trusting you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, you guys, we love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right. God bless you. Bye. We'll be right back.